Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our Sunday Sermon. If after listening you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress, that's OTISVILLEPRES, at hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. So this week we're talking about your heroic faith. From Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 12, verse 3. What else can I say? There isn't enough time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Their faith helped them conquer kingdoms, and because they did right, God made promises to them. They closed the jaws of lions and put out raging fires and escaped from swords of their enemies. Although they were weak, they were given the strength and power to chase foreign armies away. Some women received their loved ones back from death. Many of these people were tortured, but they refused to be released. They were sure that they would get a better reward when the dead are raised to life. Others were made fun of and beaten with whips, and some were chained in jail. Still others were stoned to death or sawed in two or killed with swords. Some had nothing but sheepskins or goatskins to wear. They were poor, mistreated, and tortured. The world did not deserve these good people who had to wander in deserts and on mountains and had to live in caves and holes in the ground. All of them pleased God because of their faith, but still they died without being given what they had been promised. This was because God had something better in store for us, and he did not want them to reach the goal of their faith without us. Such a large crowd of witnesses is all around us. So we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the sin that just won't let go. And we must be determined to run the race that is ahead of us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus who leads us and makes our faith complete. He endured the shame of being nailed to a cross because he knew that later on he would be glad he did. Now he is seated at the right side of God's throne. So keep your mind on Jesus, who put up with many insults from sinners. Then you won't get discouraged and give up. So, have you ever thought of yourself as a hero? Have you got a cape somewhere you are just dying to get out and wear? Probably not, I'm guessing. Why is that? For those of us who are parents, our children at least used to think of us as heroes, especially when we swooped down in the midst of one of their crises and saved them from the penalties of a late homework project or a lost lunch or a sippy cup that was leaking down their fronts. But in our regular adult lives, not so much. Most of us just don't think that we have done anything particularly heroic. We haven't pulled someone from a burning car, rescued a person in danger from a wild animal, or been in a critical emergency where our CPR training saved the day. We aren't anything like Wonder Woman or Superman or Black Panther or Flash Gordon, depending on your generation. We are just ordinary folks, wildly trying to muddle through this life, hoping and praying that somehow it turns out all right. We aren't much like Moses, the murderer, or Rahab the prostitute, or even Gideon the unbeliever. You can look up his story. Isn't it fascinating that most biblical heroes were not exactly perfect people, some not even close? Do you remember that story back in Judges chapter 4 where the general who was opposing Israel ran away after his army was defeated and hid in the tent of Jael? She gave him food and drink, and the scripture says Sisera was exhausted and soon fell fast asleep. Jael took a hammer and drove a tent peg through his head into the ground, and he died. Biblical hero, I guess, but nothing like a perfect person. Getting it into your head, no pun intended, that biblical heroes aren't perfect people, aren't holier than thou, aren't made of different stuff than you and I, is one of the most important things that could ever happen to us. Because as long as we think we can't ever be heroes of faith, we can't let ourselves off the hook for any responsibility to building God's kingdom, right? We can let ourselves off the hook. But here's the rub, the difficulty, the crux of the problem. Heroes of faith are not perfect people. They don't even have perfect faith. Rather, they are people who, though wildly imperfect, put a little bit of faith to work. They listen to God and follow. They were and are folks open to the possibility that even though they aren't the right stuff, that God can use them anyway. Because ultimately, the story is never about us. It's about God's kingdom. It's about God's power and presence and grace and mercy at work in us and through us in this whacked out world. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Have you ever met my neighbors? It's a challenge. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength. But after that, we're to get busy doing whatever God has put our hands and our hearts to do and let God do the leading. Because God can use you if you're willing, but there's the challenge. You have to be willing. And if you are, the possibilities that God could, in his own way, make you a hero of faith is entirely possible. As the writer of Hebrews reminds us, there isn't time enough to tell all the stories of the heroes of faith. Why? Because in every generation of the church, there are more. More folks willing to follow where God leads. More folks willing to do things big and small for the kingdom. Imperfect people. Just like us. But who, like Abel and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Rahab and all the rest, were willing to believe that God was preparing them for an eternity in that new heaven and new earth God has designed, where he can be with his people forever. So it turns out, you too can be a hero of faith, and you don't even need a silly costume. Just a hint. You can probably sell it on Facebook Marketplace. Just a thought. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for our podcast this week. It's been fun. And remember, if you have questions, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for joining us.